That's weird. That's weird. Kind of weary me out.
You are a sad, strange little man.
This is crazy!
Isn't that weird?
That's weird, man.
It's strange.
What's up, campers? Welcome back to episode 141 of Camp Strange. I am your camp counselor, Alex Tobin.
And I'm Angry Mike.
And we're back to bring the spooky, wacky, weird, strange, and bats.
Bats.
Not bats or bats?
Mostly bat.
Bat.
Yeah.
Bat. And before we tell you about these bat, we got to catch up on any of the weird news you may have missed this week. And, David, do you want to start? Actually, I didn't really read this one, but this is just a good one. Ringo Starr drops legal battle against Ringo Penis Rings.
Not going to win that one, buddy.
So he's suing them because he said that it's a penis ring. For any of you young whippersnappers out there who don't know what a penis ring is, Ringo Starr could tell you.
Yeah, get with the times.
You put a little Cheerio around your willy.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, eh?
It's a rubber band you put around your penis to make it harder. Sorry, kids. Are you in the car with your kids? Sorry,
kiddos.
But apparently they named this penis ring Ring-O. And he's like, sounds like my name.
Come on. I am definitely on the side of, fuck off, Ringo.
Yeah, it's also like, I don't know, if they call it like Ringo Starr or like the Star Ringo or something like that. But like, you
Star
just have...
Edition.
Yeah, exactly. Or like worst band member edition or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
you
know,
the one people think is dead.
The one they wish were dead.
Yeah, the one that no one wished was still alive.
Okay, this is a little harsh against Ringo. I mean Ringo.
Knowing our luck, he's gonna fucking die tomorrow.
We cursed him. We'll throw a Ringo in the casket. But it's just kind of dumb because like obviously he has like a weird name. I think he's just probably like very self-conscious about that name still, and he's like, I got like a bunch of shit from him and now they're profiting off my name and I had to like deal with this shit name for so long.
What's his real name?
Ringo? I think it's Ringo. Let me see.
Straight up Ringo.
It has to be, right? I mean, that can't be a stage name.
I mean, they made a movie about him, and he was like a lizard. Johnny Depp was a lizard. There's like a big bird.
Do you know where he's from? Oh, his name is Richard.
Oh,
Richard.
Good.
Richard Starkey. Starkey. Richard Starkey. He's from.
Huh.
He's from. Oh, it says he's from Dingle. He was born in Dingle, Liverpool.
That cannot be a real place.
Wait, how is he 80 years old and his hair is black as midnight?
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder how that is.
You know what?
God works in mysterious ways.
It's strange. He doesn't look 80. I have to say, for all the shit he got, he doesn't look like the worst. I mean, Paul McCartney just looks like a... I love Paul McCartney, but he looks like a middle-aged, an old woman at this point.
He does.
I love him. I love him, but...
He died a long time ago anyways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul? What's his name again? Paul is fake? Paul, Fall. That's what they named him. Yeah. You know, the whole conspiracy. Maybe that'll be an episode. How Paul McCartney
I'm not gonna lie,
died
I was starting to write it for this episode. And
it
was a little too much for me, especially as someone who does not know much or give a shit about the Beatles. I understand. I know they're like amazing and stuff. It's just not for me. And so I've never been a big Beatles fan. And
I'm a Beatles fan. I like the
Beatles.
Yeah,
so I'll let you do it because I just didn't really care about
it. I watched the whole documentary on that. It was really interesting. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff going on, but yeah, Beatles are good. Beatles are just like that band that's just like so overplayed. You're just like, stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you start to hate them because like everybody loves them.
Like AC/DC.
Yeah, or any other big band.
Yeah.
Real Big Fish.
Yeah, that one. I've got a news story that was sent in from one of our listeners on Instagram. And that is real-life Tarzan lived in a jungle for 41 years and had no idea women existed.
What?
Yeah. Ho Van Lang lived in the force of Vietnam for 41 years. I believe he lived with his father and his brother, and so he had never seen a woman. And, yeah, he recently crawled out of the jungle.
Where's his dad and brother?
What?
Where's his dad and brother?
He ate them. No, I don't know.
He said, I can't wait to taste women meat, man
meat. It says in 4 decades, they only saw 5 people, and they ran away from them each time.
I also love how just like generous this article is. He's like, real life Tarzan, and this guy watches Tarzan, and he's like, hey, that's me. And in reality, he's a guy that like steals pies off windowsills and like runs back into the woods, and he rubs his butt against trees and stuff. Yeah. What do people do in the woods?
You pick up sticks, you sharpen them, and then you lose them. And so you pick up another stick and you sharpen it, and then you lose that one. And then you throw rocks at trees for a little bit. And then you poop. You poop somewhere.
So my question is, I know he couldn't compare it to anything, but do you think like living in the woods like that with like, obviously his bar was set really low if he's lived there for 41 years, but I just mean, do you think he lived a more peaceful life? Like with no distractions
I get what you're saying, and yes, I bet he's had a stress-free life.
Well, it's because there's no like society. Well, see, here's the thing: there's no societal like pressures on you. Like you have to have a kid, or like buy a house, or get a good job, or have this or that, or work out and stuff like look good. But there's also like that other stress.
Looks good, by the way.
Well, he's Tarzan. But he probably doesn't look good. But what I was going to say is there's also that other pressure of trying to survive in the woods every day. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah, no. You're seeing the photo of him right now.
Well, I can tell you one thing, guys. There is no toothpaste in the jungle.
It's just banana slugs.
Dude, oh my God.
Yeah.
I thought his hair would be longer.
Oh, he got a quick fade before coming out.
Slowest growing hair in the game, baby.
Yeah. Thank you to Abby.
His teeth are black.
That one in. Yeah, his teeth are black.
He looks like that. Remember that clown game you play at the arcade where you throw the balls at its teeth and it like knocks the teeth out?
Yeah.
He looks like that if you were good at it.
Yeah.
Or kind of good. There's like good one enough. In there. Yeah, there's one in there.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, geez. Well, glad we got him back. Ladies
that's
and gentlemen,
that's got to be like such a culture shock.
What country is he from? What jungle?
Vietnam.
Oh, okay, man. There's been so many.
I didn't
like,
realize that jungle was like that big.
I was gonna say wasn't there another story? I don't know if it was Vietnam or Japan where like some guy was like chilling on an island and he's like World War II didn't end.
It's probably Japan. Yeah.
I mean, that's a story we can cover.
Yeah.
Just like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Man. Anyway,
the human condition.
Here we go. We should get him a job at Amazon. See what happens.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See what happens. Imagine just all of those items going through his hands, putting them in boxes, just not knowing what the fuck was going
Every on. Every single item would blow his mind.
You get through like 2 packages a day.
He'd be like Bic lighters, and he'd be like, "Oh my god!" And then you get like a Ringo, and be like, "Oh my god." He's like, oh, I know what this is. This is a Ringo. Yeah. Everybody knows what a Ringo is. He's like, me and my brother, we definitely had Ringos in the forest. Yeah.
Couldn't survive without my Ringo.
The only reason I came back into society is our Ringos broke. Anyway.
Too much bashing them together.
Now you're going to tell me that women exist after I got after my Ringo breaks? Okay. So back to the news story. So, redneck rave at Kentucky Park ends with 48 people charged, throat slashing, and an impalement.
Jesus, where was this? You said Kentucky?
Kentucky. So there's
holy
this,
fuck.
So there's this. We have some fans from Kentucky, actually, and I was gonna say this. Okay, so this place is called. It was a 5-day party billed as Redneck Rave. And let's see, Edmondson County. And apparently 14 people were arrested and another 34 were cited on criminal charges that range from assault and strangulation to drug and alcohol possession, which again is not like, I think the article title is a lot more grabby than like what is actually happening at this rate. Because I mean, if you throw a giant redneck rave, like of course there's going to be like fighting and drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. But then it says one man reportedly had his throat slit.
Hilarious, I know, right?
It's like
so funny.
I don't think that, dude. If that, see, here's the thing too. If somebody died of murder, they'd be like, one man was murdered and they found him with his throat. So like, this guy probably was like, he got into a fight and some guy grabbed his neck and like tried to like put a knife against his throat and like cut him a little bit. And he's like, I got my throat slit. But
his
then
ICP lanyard.
Exactly. Yeah, they probably, the hatchet man fucking got him. So, and it also said a woman was allegedly choked until she was losing consciousness in a fight over a blanket. That's cool. But I get it. You know, it gets cold out there at night sometimes. And then it says some who attended reported accidental injuries that included one person who was impaled by a log that pierced the floorboard of his vehicle.
What?
I think it was kind of one of those situations where, like, he probably drove over, like, a stick and it shot up through the bottom of his car and, like, maybe Ringo'd him or something like that.
Man, that's why you gotta buy American-made all metal, real heavy.
So, but my favorite part of this, my absolute favorite part is that they posted on – here, I'll show you the little picture right here. It actually looks kind of cool. There's, like, a bunch of lights. Like trailer and stuff like that.
A lot of ATVs
for sure. But my favorite part is it says they wrote like an Instagram post and it was at the end of the rave and it says thank you to, I mean there's a big, they wrote a bunch of stuff, but there's one sentence that says thank you to all the artists who rocked out on stage. Afro Man showing up will forever be legendary.
No. Afro Man's like playing at fucking like shitty cafes.
Oh yeah, you guys know who Afro Man is. He's the guy who sings Because I Got High. He Cold also 45. Sings Cold 45. He's from Palmdale, which is near LA, which is it's like it's rednecky out there even for California. Okay. I know that like the people go like, oh, California, a bunch of surfers. Like, no, we got our rednecks and stuff. But it's just so funny that like they pulled Afro Man all the way out to Kentucky and like he was their special guest. I remember when I watched him punch a woman on the stage. Do you remember that?
Her. Yeah, he dropped her.
That was fucked up. Yeah. She got up on stage and you like put her arm around him and he just like punched her.
And they just kept playing the guitar.
That's Afro Man, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected. But hey, next year go check out Redneck Rave. It seems like a good time. Just don't go on stage with Afro Man. He will definitely punch you.
Yeah, he won't be happy about that.
He's like, I need this. Get off the stage. I need all the attention. I live off this.
So my next one, you know, I'm gonna leave part of this one blank for you to guess. British engineer stacks blank M&Ms claims Guinness World Record for like height. How many M&Ms was it?
Are we talking regular chocolate? Are we talking peanut?
Just classics.
Classic red. Okay. honestly, fuck. I don't want 32. That seems like a lot.
Yeah. Five.
What?
Yeah, he stacked just five M&Ms, claims Wait. Guinness World Record.
See, this is the fucking shit I'm talking about. You know I'm anti-bullshit Guinness. I want to see, if you're in the Guinness book, I want to see your face that looks like a lizard man, extra horny. I want to see some guy with, like, long-ass fingernails. I want to see...
The longest.
Yeah, I want to see... guy with eyes poking out of his head. You all know that guy.
Yeah. He got the calipers out to measure it and everything.
Yeah. I think there's another guy that, like, squirts milk out of his eye, too. That was a big one. That was, like, my favorite book
growing up. That was your favorite one was the milk eyes?
And you know what? No, just my favorite book in general between that and Captain Underpants, man.
There were a lot of pictures, which made it pleasant to read.
Yeah, I didn't really read much. I went to the part where the people had the most disfigurements of, like, ball yeah. bearings underneath their skin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, pretty cool. But, yeah, I don't play around with these easy-to-beat Guinness records, you know? Don't waste yeah. my time.
And it's funny that it took, like, a legitimate engineer just to stack five. It must be hard as shit. I don't even think I could do two.
You know, yeah, I'm saying that now. I'm talking shit. But, like, if I, you know, there's an obvious reason he won it. But, like, what regulates an M&M? Like,
oh, maybe... I'm sure, like, they had to open a brand new pack. They had to inspect them, make sure there was no, like, cracks that could, like, cause, like, a flat surface.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope they fucking better have done that.
But what do you get? A framed picture? A framed piece of paper?
Yeah. Oh, here, top comment on this one. The absolute pinnacle of British engineering.
Sounds about right.
There you go.
Cool. Well, that's fun. Go yeah. try to stack five M&Ms, guys. Let's see if we can bring this old title back to America. Why not? Let's do it. I also had another news story, but I kind of didn't want to read it because it's, like, really sad.
Oh, no.
It just says 19-year-old Jack Callahan was exorcising demons from father in Duxbury Pond death. So, just long story short, this guy, I'm still reading it. Look at me. This 19-year-old kid, he picked up his 57-year-old dad who was out at the bars drinking and
try to get the demons out.
And so they got back to their place, and I guess they lived near a pond, and they got into a, his father hit him, and they got into a fist fight and moved into the pond. And then he said he was baptizing his dad, and then dad didn't baptize.
Oh, he didn't. Well. He didn't pull through, huh?
No, of course not. But then he said I left. Like, they asked him, he's like, I left him there to decide. You can come to heaven with me or hell. I think he chose hell. So
Jesus, yeah. That's like, put that in a movie. Goosebumps, man. John Wick.
Oh, put that in a Goosebumps movie?
Put that in, I want Jack Black to deliver that when he kills a gargoyle.
I want him to kill a real person and then just think it was a monster, and then you find out that Jack was crazy the entire time.
But it's not a movie.
That's crazy. But the crazy thing is, like, I'm kind of fascinated with, like, people who, like, you do something bad and you realize it, like, you get caught up in the moment and then you're like, I have to double down as crazy now. Yeah. And I actually watched, like, a video that was, like, recommended to everybody about, like, people trying to act crazy to...
Oh, yeah, that's still sitting on my recommendation.
Why did that... Like, I see memes posting about that.
Whoever, like, made that had to have spent some... moolah to get that shit. Yeah, spread like a plague.
It talks about, like, the Parkland shooter guy and how he's trying to be crazy, like, act crazy to try to get out of a worse sentencing. But, like, the guy was like, if you act crazy, you're actually like even if you get insanity, you don't get off scot-free. Like, you go to a mental institution that's, like, surprisingly sometimes worse than prison. And I was oh, that's interesting. So yeah. I'm wondering if this kid is doing that.
I saw a meme that was from Spider-Man when, spoiler alert, Tony Stark dies.
What?
Yeah, he gets his head ripped off.
It's crazy that Jack Black did it.
Yeah. He was all purple, like, shiny armor. But but it was, like, the Spider-Man format where it's, like, everywhere I look, I see his face. And he's, like, sat on the building, look at the billboard, Tony Stark. But instead of Tony Stark, it was, like... the thumbnail of that YouTube video of, like, watching someone pretend to be insane or something, like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's like, everywhere I look, I see his face. And
that's so funny, actually. I saw one where it showed the... Did you watch it? No, if you didn't watch it, you wouldn't get it. Never mind. They show him, and he's trying to act crazy, and they show, like, what an actual crazy person does. And it's this guy who's like, I shot my friend in the head because I just wanted to feel, like, what it was like. And the guy's like, what do you think should happen to you? He's like, prison for life, maybe death penalty. And then that guy got the insanity plea. And they put, like, him next
down.
Yeah, like they put him next to the other guy and they're like, this is the Chad, this is the blah 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 or something. It was so stupid, but I was like, yeah. It was just so interesting to see like an actual crazy person compared to like somebody who's like, I fucking did something in the heat of the moment and now I'm just gonna like double down, try to act as crazy as I can, and hopefully at least it will save like your reputation. Like this guy says he blacked out. I'm like, I don't really know.
I black out every weekend, so I don't know.
And guess what? My dad, he's swimming more laps now than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
He's trying to make up for my sins.
great swimmer. Swims the Red Sea every morning. So, but yeah, so I don't know. Just very interesting, and I think this guy's, I mean, it's tough. Like, yeah. Not only do you have to act crazy, but you killed your dad, too, and you're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was sad. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Let's brighten the mood up. Altercation over spicy chicken leads to a shooting at a Memphis Burger King.
Whoa. Okay. I heard the new Burger King. Burger King's coming back, baby. They're coming
nightmare,
back.
Nightmare. 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 God.
I heard the chicken sandwich is good or something like that. Right?
You know, I don't know. I haven't been reading up on my fast food weekly.
Why not?
Trying to lose, you know, I'm trying to cut down some LBs before the old wedding hits. No fast food. No, I had to stop I stopped eating fast food. You know, back in like the film production times, it was like sometimes you just had to eat what you could.
Yeah.
But I stopped eating all fast food for like a month, and then I tried eating it and just immediately felt so sick.
Yeah, that does happen, actually, I have to say. I
haven't touched it.
I mean, and what you realize that like fast food's cheap, but like buying groceries is just like, I remember in college, I told my mom, she's like, so what are you making? I'm like, Top Ramen, frozen burritos, Safeway cookies, like the ones that you get for like $5 and there's like 40 of them in a pack. And then she's like, do you ever want to go buy some vegetables? And I was like, vegetables are expensive. And mom's like, no, they're not. I was like, I went to the store and I was like, oh, they're not expensive. I always thought they were so expensive.
No.
Turns out I just wasn't looking at them at all.
You're looking at those organic jackfruit that are $18 a pound.
No, I just like basically built a wall in my head where I'm like, I can't even look at vegetables. They're too much out of my price range. But it's fucking, it's so dumb. I mean, so yeah. I don't even eat out that much anymore. But I bought too much ground beef last week, and then I had to eat burgers two nights in a row.
See, I get the opposite problem where I always end up with like too many buns, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do with all these buns.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna make a fucking grilled cheese out of this goddamn hot dog bun.
Oh, that would be fun, man.
Unrelated. Did you see the fucking hot dog patty they're making these days?
What's a hot dog patty?
Some company is taking the meat of a hot dog and then turning it into like a hamburger patty. So it's like a big disc.
Ah! They can't do that.
They did. And what's worse is the ends are still like rounded hot dog bits.
What?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Let me see if I can find a photo.
I thought, you know what they say in all those zombie movies, when hell is full, the devil will walk the earth.
Oh, no.
Dude, that sounds so fucking bad.
The Round Hot Dog Review.
Well, who's selling this? Is it Oscar? Oh, what the fuck, dude? That looks like somebody took...
For you.
That looks like some... Oh, that is sickening.
It's not good.
It looks like.
Would I try it? Yeah. I would.
It looks like something you put your soap on in the bathroom, like a soap dish.
See, this is more of my type of hot dog.
Oh my god, that's just chopped up hot dogs on a burger bun. Were you ever chopped up your hot dogs and stick them in the mac and cheese?
You know, I'm sure my parents tried it. I have never done it myself because it's just like mac and cheese is fine. You don't need to add shit to mac and cheese.
The hot dog.
dog.
Your Honor, I hear what you're saying, but you forgot one important thing. Hat dog.
Hat dog.
You're right. He's innocent. He didn't kill his dad. That boy's crazy for hot dogs.
Hat dog. All right, you got another news story?
No, I'm done, dude.
I've got a good one to end on.
Okay. Is it Kitchen Nightmare?
Kitchen Nightmare.
Oh, wait, the show or actual Nightmare Kitchen?
This is just the title. I don't know. Kitchen Nightmare. Chef dies after falling into a massive vat of chicken soup.
Dude, I saw that too. And I... Okay. Dave is laughing.
No, I'm not. It's not funny.
I saw that too, and then the top Reddit comment was like, you guys are laughing, but this is actually sad.
It is.
But how? I guess it's kind of hard to get out of a soup vat once you're in it, huh? So they always say with addiction.
Okay, so he didn't.
Once you're in the soup vat, it's harder to get out.
Yeah, he didn't just cook in there and die. He died 5 days after falling in.
It's like he was in there for 5 days.
No. I'm trying to find a stat for how big this thing was. But basically, I think they're saying it was for a wedding, which he was. Oh, damn. He was only 25. But they said that it was for a wedding that
he
could host anywhere between 200 and 600 people. So it had to have been a pretty big.
Oh.
Fucking. That.
Was that a good one you were ending on? The death by chicken soup?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's bad. That's a bad one. That's a real bad one. That's almost as bad as getting stuck in a dryer. You ever heard of that one? You know that show, A Million Ways to Die?
I think the dryer would be worse. I'd rather die in the chicken noodle soup because at least you could try to swallow some of that soup before you go down. And the other one, you just get banged around.
Is that what your theory is?
It's a silver lining.
If you're dying in a vat of scalding hot chicken soup, at least he could swallow some on the way down. You know, my first instinct is when I'm dying to eat a hot dog.
Maybe they had to cut corners and it was a hot dog noodle soup.
I remember I was trying to eat a hot dog when I was dying, and God, he touched me on the shoulder and he goes, "Stop, my son. There's plenty of hot dogs in heaven." And then we went to heaven.
How many hot dogs do you have?
14.
Ooh. You could have kept going.
Do you know why there's so many hot dogs in heaven?
Because
all dogs go to heaven.
I like that. It's a nice little touch.
I like that. Ooh, I like that boat. I want that. Anyway, so should we forget that strong ender was a strong ender and just get into these stories?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, soup guy. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Now, David. Every once in a while, I come across a criminal that just screams, "I'm David Stokes if one thing went wrong in my life."
Oh, you think nothing's going wrong in my life?
Okay, so this guy might be a little more close to David than we thought. And today, Stokes, I have just the guy. Yeah, he's a murderer, cannibal, and dark magician, but that's not important. No, most important...
Two out of three. That's pretty close to being me.
Okay, like I said, most importantly, this man was not so handsome.
Oh, okay. 2 out of 4.
So today I'm telling y'all to grab your shovels and graveyard keys, because today I tell you about the disturbing story of Kuno Hoffman.
Okay. Is that German?
That is German. Good job. It's either German or Americans. They're making the best serial killers. Russians are pretty good, too.
It's been a while since we had a real good one, you know?
Eh. See, this guy's, like, not really a serial killer. He's just kind of like, I mean, you would call him, he's technically a spree killer.
Okay.
But it's also just like, he's more of a creep than anything. But check this out. So, born in 1931 in Germany, Kuno Hoffmann suffered a traumatic childhood, beaten so severely by his alcoholic father that he lost the powers of speech and hearing. So, really sad start.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, just bad. Not making fun of that. There are no jokes here. The jokes are left on the table. Let's keep going. Turning to the streets for a better life, Kuno found himself penniless and hungry, so he quickly turned to a life of crime, stealing from local stores. It wasn't long after Kuno started that he was stopped, arrested, and sentenced to 9 years in a mental institution on theft charges.
What?
Well, here's the thing. I think he was just going to go to jail or prison, whatever, for whatever kind of theft charges he had. But when you don't speak and you're deaf in 1930, he's probably in the 40s, maybe early 50s. If you're not speaking and you're deaf at that time, they go, oh, you're mentally incapable of doing anything, so we're going to put you in a mental institution. Like, okay. That's just how it was. It's, like, super fucked up, and, you know, you guys know how it is. There's, like, people who were, like, who were just like, oh, I'm deaf. Like, they were signing to people and being like, I'm deaf, and they put me in here with, like, actually, like, mentally disturbed people, and I'm, like, completely sound of mind. So he's in there for 9 years, and he was sane, but if, like, he was sane, but if you were deaf or mute or left-handed or had a bad stutter or liked the color purple or, I mean, this one's a little, if you liked young Sheldon, then they put you in an insane asylum.
That still goes today.
Yeah. I mean, but he's young.
Yeah.
Did you hear when he, like, was like, parents are like, do your homework, and he's like, E=mc². And then they went, fuck, we can't punish him.
Boy, you're just trying to blow out your microphone tonight, aren't you?
No, I turned away. But young Sheldon does that to me.
Yeah, I know.
So
just I think we all know what young Sheldon does to you.
Don't do this.
God, I hope he announces the Pro Bowl again. No, it wasn't even the Pro Bowl. It was a legitimate playoff game.
It was.
Jesus.
So, but to be fair, they might have been correct for preemptively putting him in there because, as we're about to find out about Kuno, he's about to do some strange and disturbing things. And a little side note, he also escaped the insane asylum 12 times.
12?
12 times.
You think they would just shackle him on down?
You think they'd just let him go after that point, you know? If you're smart enough to escape the insane asylum 3 times, I feel like it's like you're good.
Yeah.
Like, if you could get off Alcatraz, you're good, right?
Was that a thing that if you made it off, they were just like, all right?
No, they talk about the Birdman of Alcatraz and how he escaped with some prisoners, but they never found him. So people don't know if he drowned or got caught in the current or if he actually escaped. But that was the whole reason for putting Alcatraz there. They said the water's so cold and the currents are so fucked up that, like, even if you got out of your cell and off the island, you still had to deal with the water, and no one survives that. But
I went to Alcatraz, and all I got was this stupid shirt.
I got jail bars on it. I got an inmate number name tag. I got syphilis like Al Capone.
I drank out of that water fountain. I got syphilis.
You know, he got syphilis. You know, he has syphilis, right?
Yeah, he just stared at an empty pool for hours.
I think you're thinking of the Pablo Escobar meme.
No, I'm not. No, it's a thing that apparently when he was, like, losing grip on reality, he, like, sat on a diving board and just, like, stared at an empty pool for, like, days on end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anything
and
cool?
His nose fell off.
Ah, there it is. That's the cool thing. So, while in prison for theft, Kuno Hoffmann had developed an obsession with self-improvement via occult sciences. He read extensively on satanic rituals, witchcraft, dark magic, and especially on vampirism and necrophilia. What books do they give you in that place?
I just
realized.
That's a good library.
Because they don't have, like, even on Google, I feel like, you know, it's sometimes hard to find. And this guy's just like, oh, you guys have all these? And they're like, yeah, a couple guys brought them in. We've just been circulating them through.
That's some asshole guards bringing that in thinking it's going to be funny.
I mean, pretty funny, but like also crazy that like somebody's writing these. Like, man, that's the one thing. That's my fallback plan. If nothing ever works out, I'm just going to write a book. Everyone's got a book, man.
Hey, man, it's easy. That's how you make money. You sit down, you write a book, and then you sell it on Amazon.
101 ways to make a hot dog. All pictures.
What's number 24?
It's a scratch and sniff book, too. Oh, number 24. Light socket.
I'm sorry?
Light socket.
That's how you make a hot dog?
I guess I wasn't very clear by the title of the book. No, that's cooking a hot dog. I mean, I feel like there's only one way to make a hot dog, to be completely honest. Poop in a tube. There you go, baby. Ooh. So his occult readings led him to believe that he could become handsome, strong, and popular by performing dark magic rituals with corpses.
It's fun. I just need to find a corpse.
He's got these books. You think he can't find a corpse? He's very willing and able. And this led to a lifestyle that was hard to disdain and difficult to hide because, that's right, Kuno started digging up them graveyard holes faster than Zero could hit Pendansky with that shovel.
Holes.
There we go. So, it was around April of 1971 when authorities began to notice. Oh, so like, see, this is a big jump. Like I said, he was born in 31 and now it's 71, so he is 40 years old now.
Okay.
And yeah, quick math. He's yeah, exactly. I'm glad that they just rounded that number up for me real quick. But yeah, so he's out. The 9 years in the mental institution are behind him. Come on. It's old news. It's old news.
It's fake news.
It's fake. Yeah, exactly.
It's fake news.
You believe that I was in a mental institution? What gave that away? All my hot dog paraphernalia. So it was around April of 1971 when authorities began to notice a string of strange crimes carried out at several cemeteries around Nuremberg, Bavaria. Nuremberg and Bavaria, Germany. Is Bavaria in Germany? Oh, fuck. So stupid.
Bavaria is a region of Germany, I believe.
Yes, it is. He's called Bavaria.
Oh, don't worry about it. You're not a local.
Yeah, so Nuremberg and Bavaria in Germany. A number of already buried corpses began showing up, exhumed from their graves in the night, and exhibiting signs that someone had bitten or gnawed on them.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of female corpses, there were some signs of sexual contact. Mm-hmm.
Saw that coming.
Yeah, we all saw it coming. And some had even been mutilated or cut up with knives and had their blood drunk, with a few even beheaded or missing their hearts. I mean,
honestly, it could have been worse.
Yeah. Wait.
We've heard worse.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, I can't say worse. I've said, no, for sure. But like, that's the thing too, where it's like, I almost defended this guy. What am I doing? What am I doing, man? I feel like sometimes I just talk just to talk because we're on a podcast. Because we're just on a podcast, so I'm just like, actually, you know what? The person's dead anyway. Who cares? And you're like, imagine if somebody did that to your grandma. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like go there, but
yeah.
But it's just crazy. But like, it's kind of victimless. It's not really victimless. It's probably the worst / creepiest thing. I don't know. What's worse? People go, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. And you're like, well, doing it to a live person is worse than that automatically, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like,
because there's suffering involved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like, this is just like the creepiest, like most disrespectful thing you could ever do.
Yes.
Probably, right?
Yes.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. And grosses.
Just terrible.
Dude, man, this guy's a knucklehead. That's my Charles Barkley impression.
Oh, because you know when I said terrible, that was it. That was kind of, I was in my mind, I was thinking of Charles Barkley. So
yeah,
was,
that's why you're terrible. And I was like, man, this guy's a knucklehead.
I will say, even if you don't enjoy basketball, watching the TNT live crew do their little segments with Shaq and Charles Barkley is like some of the funniest stuff you'll see on TV.
They'd just be talking shit.
It is hilarious.
It's great. So, like I said, back to this this guy ripping out hearts. So, at first, these crimes are thought to be isolated incidents, but over the span of a year from 71 to 72, at least 35 corpses were all found exhumed, chewed on, sexually assaulted, and dismembered, leading police to suspect that they were all connected and that there was a seriously disturbed individual out there stalking the local graveyards at night, which is good job, police. You figured it out. When there's bite marks, we didn't even talk about that. This is
little nibbles.
He got gnawed on. What does that mean?
Just little nibble.
Yeah, right?
He got nibbled, gnawed on. That's not a clean, clear bite. So that's just a little curiosity coming in. He's going, maybe I'll try this. And then probably said, oh, this tastes like a dead body. I'm not going to eat this.
He went, is this a bully stick? What is this? This is a bully stick?
My dog would love this.
What is a pig ear? Pig ear. Are those things really pig ears?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, think about all the bacon and all the pork made. What are they gonna do with the ears?
It's like when we got
now.
It's like, dude. I do not want to think about what's in a hot dog.
Everything that isn't made into bacon and pork is a hot dog.
But why they taste so good?
Because pigs are delicious.
They're like the smartest animal out there, my dude.
Yeah, it's probably why
them and dolphins. So good. And dolphin tastes even better than pork.
Yeah, it's like salmon on crack.
You ever go to the meat counter and go, you guys got any more dolphin? And the guy goes, more dolphin? And I go, yeah, the guy sold me dolphin.
So we need to talk to you in the back, asking about all this dolphin. Come with us to the back so we can scold you about asking for dolphin meat. Come on to the back.
Where's that dolphin unsafe tuna? That's the one I want with the little bits of dolphin in it.
Real tough. Crackles a little when you cook it.
We're very discriminatory against any fish but dolphin.
Sorry,
like people eat shark. They'll eat tuna. They'll eat salmon. They'll eat everything. And then they'll be like, here's some fish. There's definitely not dolphin in it. And I'll be like, yo, like, we love dolphins.
Yeah, I get it.
Fuck every other fish, like, apparently.
I'm all turtles, baby. Turtles are like number two to monkeys for me.
Well, they're even better.
Let's go turtles.
Turtles are yum.
Yeah, turtle soup, huh?
I like it raw. Oh. You gotta get coax them out of the shell first, though.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Just like Lewis.
Well, the hard part's the shell, but the crowbar's the second hard part. Okay, that's disturbing. I'm very sorry. So, let's get back to this guy. I'm not the bad guy. This is the bad guy. So, but what they didn't know, like I said, they knew that the disturbed individual was out there crowbarring turtles and shit. But what they didn't know was that Kuno was very methodical with his crimes. You see, Kuno didn't just wander the graveyards and choose a random grave to dig up. See, you don't think about that when you think of grave robbers. Because who knows? It could just be a skeleton, and you can't have sex with bones. I've tried.
Yeah. You gotta find that one part of the rib cage you can fit into.
Your uncle's bass bones. That's not a bass. He wanted the recently dead, so he chose his victims from the recent death notices in newspapers.
Okay.
He read the obituaries, basically.
Yeah. Hey, it's free real estate. It's free real estate.
Put it in the paper.
Oh, I got to talk about something real quick. We got to take a timeout.
Yeah.
So,
You don't have anything to talk about. You're just being me, man.
I'm just hoping I'm not going to get in trouble talking about it. Sorry, mom and dad. So yeah, all four of my grandparents are no longer with us. And, I was over at like the storage area where we have, like a lot of our grandparents' old belongings. And I was looking through a box that had like all these really cool photos, like some, like honestly, really, really cool old photos.
Nude grandpa.
And it's just nude grandpa. No.
guess who put that in his pocket? Who put that on the inside of his helmet?
I found an old, like, you know, book, like a big book, you know, just like one you'd buy from the store.
I'm familiar with books and big.
Yeah. And on the inside of the book, someone had just like rubber cement glued obituaries over the book's like text, like the story.
What?
And it was like every single page.
Like what?
Full. Yeah. Like some real like serial killer shit.
What? Wait. Can I ask you details about this case? Because that's the most disturbing thing I've heard.
Well, and then I told someone else about it, and someone was like, "Oh yeah, like the older generation, like they would like collect obituaries." Like
what?
I was talking to someone, they're like they are acting like it was just not a strange thing at all.
I don't think you have to announce my death in the newspaper. No one's gonna read that anyway. But it's weird because like my parents did that for my grandparents too. Like they had obituaries in like the San Francisco Chronicle or whatever. I don't know like what newspaper they did it, but like I don't know how much that costs. I don't know like there's so many, but I think it's just kind of like you honor somebody's if you're honoring somebody's life, you kind of like you live within their time realm, if that makes any sense. Where it's like. My grandparents were like, oh, I want to be buried like this. I want to have a bagpiper. I want to, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But,
yeah.
Anyways.
I think I took a photo of it. I thought I sent it to you. I must not have. But it was definitely one of the strangest things I've ever come across, especially inside of my own family.
Were they just like sheets of newspaper or were like individual? No, clippings. Oh, wow. Do you think that they were their friends?
I don't know. And that's what's crazy. Well, I think the like at least the very first one like predated my grandparents.
What?
So, like
maybe their birth?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a really old piece of newspaper.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was wild. I can take photos of it tomorrow and send it to you.
Do you know what book it was?
Photos of it. It was so beat up I couldn't tell, but there was definitely like text behind it.
Oh my god, that's like the creepiest thing you could find, but like kind of like a cool time capsule.
Yeah. I swear I have photos of it. One second.
You know what's weird too? You know what I think about? One of the things I get scared of, just being completely open and honest. One thing I get kind of scared of is like when I'm getting older, I see like old people's houses and they're and it's like I said, a time capsule where they're just like,
yeah.
Oh fuck. Oh, that is. Oh,
I'm showing him a picture right now on my phone through the camera.
Yeah. Those are real yellow.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah. I want more pictures of that. I want to read one of the obituaries. If
this
you
is the headline, Speedy Anthony killed instantly, fell 31 feet at Youngstown, Ohio.
Wait, what? Speedy Anthony.
Parents bring broken body of son to home of his childhood buried at Oakland. And they were from Oakland, so maybe they knew Speedy Anthony. I don't know.
Do you think that they just like chose the interesting ones? Or like, do you think that they thought these ones were funny?
I mean, this is what people did before there were fucking podcasts talking about murderers and like death.
I think you're right. But like I was saying, back to the real quick little sidebar, when I see like old people's houses, it kind of freaks me out about getting old. And I go, I don't want to live like that. And then I realize, I'm like, they like that.
Yeah.
So like when I'm older, I get to choose what my house looks like, and it's gonna look like probably something similar to now. And then all my kids in fucking robot clothes are, and their grandkids are gonna be walking around and be like, "Grandpa, you fucking suck."
Hey, Grandpa, do you have any Zargenbar here? And they're like, oh, I forgot.
They're gonna be like, I was looking through my grandpa's closet, and I found like 141 episodes of like a podcast with some really, really nice guy who probably deserves to be in a mental institution. You're a nice guy, I'm trying to say. I was being very generous.
Oh, I wasn't sure which one of us you're talking about.
No, I was going to say something way worse, but I realized that we're on the record. So, you know what? You're just a nice guy today.
I think it's just funny you're coming up with like these fake realities where A, you have grandchildren, and B, they care about you.
This is fuck. I'm done. This is
like they would come visit you.
They did you visit your grandparents?
All the time,
dude. This is such a long sidebar.
I thought it was interesting. I mean, like, again, it was a homemade book of death. So,
no, that's very interesting. That's
not like the things that we want to take a sidebar for. Then, you know, I don't even know who the fuck we are anymore. You know,
you guys aren't here for the stories, are you? You're here for us.
Maybe I'll just record and read some of those entries.
Ooh, Speedy Anthony. I want to hear about him a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, they always say like you die twice. Once when you, you die, you're buried. And then another time when somebody says your name for the very last time.
That might awaken a lot of zombies or some shit.
No, honestly, if you think about it, that might have been the first time that somebody said Speedy Anthony, or like, I mean, in the context of that man or boy.
Oh, absolutely.
What year was that? Did you catch a year on that?
Let me look again. There might be a year.
That's crazy to think about. Like, this podcast, all you guys are keeping Speedy Anthony alive. Put it on a shirt. We're keeping Speedy Anthony alive.
Speedy Anthony.
I want that date. I want a date with Speedy Anthony. 31 feet fell to the floor. He's back from heaven and he wants more. He's taking souls. And a hot dog.
I don't have the one on that, but the one underneath it, Leon Hoy, or not Leon. Leon Hoy, aged about 23 years, daughter.
Wait, why is everybody so young?
Oh, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Harry Hoy, former residents of New Bethlehem, died Monday, January 29th, 1917.
Wow.
And so since this was January 29th and the one before was January 21st, I'm going to assume that Speedy Anthony died in 1917.
Wow. That means that they were born before, they were probably born right before the 1900s.
Like way before like iPods.
I always go, when did that happen, before or after iPods? That's what I always ask.
That's how I gauge history. Is it before or after iPods?
Wow, that's so crazy. It's so cool. And then you don't even think about, like, don't even fucking make me think about Egyptians. I'll fucking lose my mind, man.
What?
Just like they're so old, but they had such cool shit.
Don't fucking do it, man.
Dude, it's just like they died so long ago. And like I heard somebody on a podcast talk. Oh my God, this is so fucking tangenty, dude. This has been like 30 minutes. Are you guys still listening to this? How?
I think it's interesting.
Okay. But yeah, like
Speedy Anthony, dude.
So somebody brought up like every Egyptian thought they were like the end all be all. And then they built pyramids to themselves. And they're like, we are gods. Everybody will remember us. And the only fucking person anybody remembers is King Tut, who had a club foot and buck teeth and like wore a diaper.
On both ends.
Seriously. And like maybe Cleopatra, right?
Oh, man.
And she got bit by a snake.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Nobody remembers any of the other. They're like, I mean, there's some that people are like, there's a guy out there who's like, actually. And they're like, yeah, of course. There's somebody out there who knows like every Egyptian leader. But like, for the most part, they thought like they had a lot of power and they built temples to themselves. And still people don't know about them. So just enjoy your time here. Don't try to build a legacy too big. You know, just like if you spend too much time on your legacy, you don't get to enjoy your time with your friends and family. So, yeah, friends and family first.
I tried
Legacy
to Google.
Second.
I tried to Google Speedy Anthony in zero zip nada.
We're keeping him alive.
I even put 1917 in there, and it got even more slim, less speedy. It was slowy Anthony.
Wait, I typed in 1917 into my Google, and it just sent back. Did you mean before iPod?
Did you mean BI? Before iPod?
AD or BI? What is it? Oh, shit. That's funny. Okay. So like I was saying, back to this fucking story. I don't even know where I am.
I was going to say, did you put a, you know, using a bookmarker?
No. So, like I said, oh, so he would read the recent death notices in the newspaper to find his victims or the bodies, which would make sense because you don't want to go dig up a body and then you're like, oh, it's all bones. It sucks.
Yeah.
So he would try to get...
Bones are their money.
So he would try to get them in the morgue, but if he could not, he would wait until they were buried and then dig up their graves. And surprisingly, he had like a lot of keys to a lot of places. I don't know how he got them, but like, you know, no one questions the quiet guy just walking around with the mop. All you got to do is carry a mop. So Kuno was able to remain under the radar for a full year committing these crimes until May 6, 1972, when he escalated his fantasy. On that night in 1972, Marcus Adler, 24, and his fiancée Ruth Lissy, 18, were found shot to death in their car. Their corpses treated in a similar manner to those in the cemetery, with the woman showing signs of someone had drunk her blood and had sexual intercourse with her. Again, horrible, just horrible, horrible thing. It was also surmised that Kuno then killed another woman shortly after the couple killing, making his total kill count to 3 victims in 2 days. Like I said, spree killer.
Yeah, that's the ratio you need for that title.
Mm-hmm. Kuno's kill count was rising and rising fast, sending police into a fearful frenzy. The police seemed leadless and clueless as the grave-robbing, blood-drinking murderer began his spree around Germany. That was until later that same month. A strange encounter occurred. One evening in May of 1972, a morgue attendant by the name of George Warmuth was doing his rounds to the cemetery. See, this part of the story gets a little convoluted. Some people say that he was a mortician in the cemetery. Some people say that he was a mortician in the mortuary or where they're, you know, doing what they do with the bodies in that room. And when he noticed a dark shape of someone hunched over in the gloom, I'm guessing it was probably in the cemetery. I'm guessing. Yeah. Creeping closer, the attendant came upon the shocking sight of a man in the act of what seemed to be kissing a corpse.
No.
He had just dug up.
No.
Yes.
No.
The intruder seemed to be just as surprised as the attendant was and drew up a pistol to fire off a shot before running off into the darkness. The morgue attendant was shaken but unscathed. And his description of the suspect would lead to the police tracking down Kuno and arresting him just 4 days after the murders. So they caught him pretty close after, thank God. Because this dude had like, I mean, if there's one thing I know about murderers is like when they kill and then they kill again, it's usually like it's a little time in between. And then that time gets shorter and shorter. This guy had no time at all in between, so it was just gonna get down to hours and then minutes. Jeez,
it was gonna get a lot worse before it got better.
Exactly. So authorities were shocked when Kuno Hoffman wasted no time in readily confessing to not only the grave robberies but also the 3 murders, explaining because I don't think they knew that he murdered these people. They're like, you're kissing a woman in a corpse in the graveyard. You probably did all that.
Goblins.
Yeah. They probably did all that grave robbing. And then he's like, oh, also, I murdered people. Because, I mean, I don't think he said it, but he signed it or something. And so he confessed to not only grave robberies, but also the three murders, explaining how when it proved difficult to procure bodies through morgues, he had chosen fresh graves through death notices in the newspapers, like I said earlier. Strangely enough, Kuno also showed the police his sets of keys for the graveyards he had procured over time. So he was getting his hands on keys. Like, into the morgues, into the graveyard. Like, I don't...
Slippery little devil.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, it's crazy. So, he then confessed to the police, just to finish this up, he then confessed to the police that he had started this crime spree in order to become a strong and handsome, like was said before, like I said before, and that he actually did not want to perform dark rituals and blood drinking on corpses, but that he was only practicing until he could work up enough courage and skill to do it on living victims. So like I said, he actually did want to kill these people. He actually said... the living people's blood tasted better. Can you believe it?
No shit.
Yeah, I don't need to be a blood.
Wait until he finds out about young blood. Holy shit.
Oh. Sorry. I was teleporting to New Jersey for that one.
Yeah.
That's an early, early one. That's like an episode 3, guys. That
we still young, talking about
that
it.
Young blood. That 3 years ago young blood. So
damn.
Kuno was ultimately found sane by a jury of his peers and was sentenced to life in prison. His last request, though, ooh, he kind of knows a little bit about that young blood, because his last request, though, before being locked up was one last sip of virgin blood. David, will you give him a little blood?
I'm bone dry.
He would taste me and go, ugh, this guy's a playboy.
Doesn't matter what walks of life it does. He's gonna take it down. He's gonna make love do it.
He went. He took a sip and he goes, "Yo, give me Hugh Hefner's blood. Is this Hugh Hefner's blood?" Well, he didn't say that.
Yeah,
but he thought it.
He thought it.
Sadly enough, Kuno instead got bonked with the horny stick and thrown into the slammer, where it actually pays to be not so handsome. So it all ended up working out in the end. But in reality, that's a horribly sad story for everybody involved.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a part of me that does feel sympathy for Kuno. Like, I don't want to get too real right here, but like, it goes to show you like what one incident or like one, you know, especially like something like your family doing something so horrible and like beating you so bad, you become deaf and mute, like really does affect your life. And I don't want to be like everything you do to a kid really affects them. Cause that's not 100% true, but just, I guess, it's all about making good decisions when, around kids, around family, around friends, and like just treating everybody with compassion. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
you know, that actually kind of ties into my story as well.
Bats.
Treating people with compassion. Alrighty, everyone. Here's another one of my classic state monsters.
Oh, no.
It's been a while since we've done one of these.
Oh, no.
I had to go back and look at how many of these I've done so I know how many more I can do.
I was looking at state monsters, but I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of variants of Sasquatch out there, and yes, I'm kind of leaving
them. 50% Sasquatch.
Like, I'm sorry, but you guys need to see something a little bit better in those forest trees. You know, you got to see, like, a man doing a handstand. He runs on his hands.
There's
he
like
has talons.
There's like one Sasquatch that has like a mullet, some like glasses, and a baseball bat with a nail through it. I'm like, that's not a thing. Come on. No, this is not a Sasquatch one.
Okay.
So take off those big furry slippers you have. Mm. Start shucking your corn, because we are headed to the incredible state of Iowa.
Whoop.
Iowa is known for its corn, right?
Wait, I thought they were known for potatoes. Is that Idaho?
No, that's Idaho.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Is Iowa? I know Nebraska's corn, too.
No, Iowa is corn, I believe.
Or is it wheat?
I think it's corn.
Yeah, I don't know shit I'll about Google Iowa. I'll Google
it. Iowa corn. I mean, if I type in corn anywhere, Iowa Corn Growers Association, there's like fucking
every
10,
state's going to have that.
10 red-faced people in this picture. Anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of corn. At least a lot of Google images of corn.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know shit about Iowa. This legend and unsolved mystery took place more than 100 years ago in 1903.
Wow. That's like when Speedy Anthony was like eight.
Yeah. This is like way before iPods.
B.I. Okay.
And yeah, it took place in the small town of Van Meter. And
Van Meter?
Not Van Wilder.
No, isn't there a Van Meter monster?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I've heard. Okay, I don't know much about. Yeah, you're right. I don't know
shit,
why.
Buddy.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Just Van Meter is like we Google so much stuff.
We really do. And honestly,
words pop up.
I wouldn't be surprised if like I already did this story at this point.
I don't know.
We really need to make an Excel like sheet that has all the topics we've done, because I'm so afraid. I know I bring this up all the time because I honestly am like afraid of doing the same topic twice.
Dude,
because
me too.
We've been doing this for so long, and we really, I've said this to you, I don't know if I've said this in the podcast, but we really shot ourselves in the foot deciding to do two topics per episode because the well is getting dry.
Yeah, we need to pivot. We need to pivot to just like us talking about obituaries, apparently. Because we could do that all day.
Yeah. We can do like 10 of those a day.
Yeah.
In each state, in each town.
Give us your obituaries. So, send us your obituaries.
So, yeah, this is the story of the Van Meter Visitor.
Oh, I don't think we've done this.
No, I don't think
we have.
I
just Googled a picture, and I'm like...
Oh, come on. Don't spoil it now.
Well, that's all I did.
Come on.
I just saw it. You know.
For several long nights in the town of Van Meter, something terrorized the people because people were too scared for what they saw. Was it too sexy to be human? Quite possibly. Citizens of this town watched in horror as what could be loosely described as a giant bat flew from a cave opening at an old abandoned mine. See, there's the first step right there. I feel like so many of these stories about monsters come from abandoned mines. Either keep digging or collapse the entrance. It's that easy.
Yeah, I mean...
Keep digging.
It's just...
You're not done. Keep digging.
I like how it is not collapse the mine is the solution. It's either keep digging or collapse. Like, what are you gonna find something that the monster's like, oh shit, this is actually fucking cool down here now, I'm gonna stay in here?
No, you keep digging until the mine decides you're done, and then it collapses on its own.
Okay, then the people in there die too.
They know what they signed up for.
Dude, have you seen like people in a mine before?
It's 1903, okay?
Dude, can you imagine going into a fucking mine in 1903? I feel like people just had a different... Dude, they had a different relationship with death, man.
They would take in canary birds to send... Because they would, like, die if there was enough gas.
Carbon monoxide, right?
Would.
Or something? Yeah. Something going on down there, right?
The natural gas, yeah.
Fuck.
So, where am I here? The true identity and reasoning for this monster has never been narrowed down. But the mystery has never left the minds of the locals. As I stated before, this legend dates back to the ripe year of 1903, and it all started in the fall of that year. Several of the townspeople, and I'm not talking about the town drunks and yahoos, I'm talking about like the well-respected citizens, reported sightings of a half-human, half-monster, which was much bigger than anything they had ever seen, complete with ginormous, sexy, God, they're fucking sexy, smooth bat wings, which, and it had been seen gallivanting through the night's sky.
I like that it's not just the town drunk. It's like the guy who's like, well, I done seen the bat in the sky, and I sell beans.
Well, hold on. I'll tell you exactly who the people are. And you're going to be like, oh, yeah, those aren't the type of people that lie about this shit.
He's like, I make hats. So you know I wouldn't lie to you fuckers.
You know my hats control your minds.
He's like, I make hats. And if there's one thing I know about this monster, he will never attack a person with a hat on. Do you think that old McHatterson
especially a John F. Jefferson hat. Come on down to my store.
He hates fashion. Fuck him.
Oh, I hate this big old beast because he hates my fashion. He won't get even a mile close to my beautiful hats.
Motherfucker.
I just don't know what I'm gonna do.
Motherfucker hates a pork pie hat. He's jealous.
So yeah, the people said the beast moved with incredible speed, unlike anything they'd ever seen. But with it being 1903, it was probably a mind-blowing like 35 miles per hour.
That's something we don't take into because there's like nothing I've ever seen before. So the fastest thing you've seen walking in town is old Lenny with a limp.
Old boy, Lenny, once he hits that hill, he gets going.
He does the fucking old man fall where he just starts running forward but never falls.
Just reaching for anything, not just getting any of it.
He runs like the fastest he's run in years, but he just doesn't fall. He just keeps going. I'm like, just fall, man. Just
fall. If you listen closely, you can hear the knees talking to each other. We can do it one more time. Let's do this.
And then he sticks his limp leg out, and then it, like, hits. And you know, like, when you've seen those people who stick out their leg too early, and then it, like, jacks their body up and, like, throws them?
Oh, it hyperextends and pole vaults them. Yeah.
That's old Lenny.
Oh, God. Old Lenny just wanted another bottle of whiskey from the town.
Dude, he needs it. That's his fucking medicine. That's what the doctor just prescribed to him. My knee's going the other way. He is Jack.
Now, Tobin, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question here. Have you ever been near a large wild animal like a bear or a moose?
100% yes.
Okay. Is there anything that you would immediately say about being close to one?
Just act casual.
That's not the route I was going for.
Run the opposite direction.
Well, I don't
they
actually
won't
know.
Attack you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't actually know about the moose, but I'm assuming it's true for them. But I do know bears smell pretty fucking bad to the point that people can typically smell one before they see one.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
because they're just eating like rotten, like dead raw meat. And so
well, I mean,
like,
you think about. I don't know how many animals like have a sense to bathe, you know, consistently to reduce like smell. And I don't know if it has to factor into like a dominance kind of thing or something like that.
Yeah, because like wolves are like dogs and dogs clean themselves. So I assume wolves clean themselves.
Okay,
but
a dog's not going to clean itself to the point that it doesn't smell bad. You never met a goddamn stinky dog?
Cats do.
I've smelly cats, dude. I had a cat named Smelly, but that was named after that friend's cat.
Yeah, that friend, that Phoebe. I watched that reunion. They all look older. Anyway.
But yeah, so this monster was no exception, as witnesses said they could smell this beautiful beast from, like, far. Like, it smelled like shit.
Really? I mean, I guess it makes sense. I've never really thought about it, though.
Yeah, and the bigger the animal, probably the worse the smell. It's more stank.
More surface area, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the biggest land animal besides like an elephant?
I think the elephant is the biggest land animal.
No,
but
I know.
They're always like running around in water and shit.
Yeah,
right now they're fucking
elephants can't
tubes.
Smell. They're like made out of leather. I just mean like I feel like they're not like smelly. They always look dry to me. They're always like throwing water on themselves.
Yeah,
big water fans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one more defining characteristic about the VMV. That's what I'm going to be calling it now because I don't want to say the Van Meter Visitor.
It's got to be a noise it makes, right?
No.
Really?
I'm surprised you didn't get this from the pictures you Googled.
I did. I don't want to take it away from you, though. Yeah. Now it's coming to fruition. Okay, I want to hear it.
And that is that it shot a blinding bright light from its horned head.
Yeah, got laser. So here's the thing that
it's
was going to
say. It's basically a Godzilla villain.
Here's the thing that I was going to say to you. It looks more like a pterodactyl than a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
110% looks more like a pterodactyl.
So here's but the thing that's...
It's also 1903.
But here's the thing that's fucking crazy. Here's the thing that's fucking crazy. Is that it's obviously BI. So do you think that it might be like a fucking like thought out pterodactyl instead of like a giant cryptid bat?
100%.
That'd be... I mean, the light doesn't really explain much, but...
But who knows? Maybe pterodactyl... Okay, well, read me the historian description of the, you know, the first person to write about seeing a pterodactyl. Like, we don't know. Maybe they fucking did have laser beams and shit.
Fair enough. Maybe their laser gland, like, if it's not in the bone, we don't know what it looks like, right?
It done dried out.
I know. We only know what the bones look like. Imagine if you, like, reconstructed a human not knowing what a human looked like just from the bones. I bet we'd look pretty weird to, like, dinosaurs in their museum.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So how did the townsfolk react?
Flat faces. No nose at all.
Just flat. No nose. Maybe like an innie nose. Looking like ghouls from Fallout.
No lips. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get it.
So how did the townsfolk react to, you know, what they could not understand? Well, the normal human...
You throw a Lenny in the street.
Close. The normal human way, and that is by shooting their guns at it, regardless if it posed as a threat. But, you know, to not much surprise, these bullets did not have any impact on the creature.
Well, they had 1917 guns, right?
True, and who knows if they even hit it.
It's a good old...
No, I definitely hit it.
That's a rubby band and a penny! Is that their gun?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the first sighting of the VMV was, it was seen flying across the building tops. And multiple people saw that. The next evening, it was seen by the town doctor and the bank cashier, who was a Renaissance man who took a plaster cast of its great three-toed tracks.
Oh, this guy's laying plaster in the street?
Oh, yeah. So now you got the town doctor.
I thought that was a bank guy.
Well, no, I'm just saying you've got the town doctor and a bank cashier saying that they've seen it. So it's like I kind of just going back to what I said earlier about how like it wasn't just the drunks and the yahoos, like credible people that you believe would like see it.
He's like, you know what the Van Meter monster hates? If you take out a big loan and get a prescription for cocaine. I mean, he loves it or he hates it. Which one is going to keep me away from it?
Well, the cocaine will make you run real fast and maybe punch a hole through the creature.
And with that loan, hell, you could bribe that monster to go get Lenny. Lenny ain't going anywhere fast.
So on the third night of Christmas, a man spotted it perched on top of a telephone pole. And it's not Christmas, it's still the fall. and another witness said they saw it on the ground, giving its wings a break as it leapt and bound like the 2003 award-winning film Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, good one. I remember when it eats the spicy gumball.
Yeah. Did you know Michael Shannon was in that?
What? As the agent?
I don't know. I don't know. I had to Google what year that movie came out because I wanted to make a Kangaroo Jack joke. But no, the guy just said it jumped around like a kangaroo. But, yeah. Michael Shannon.
Wow. Really bad movie, huh? We should watch... we should just do a podcast watching fucking shitty movies.
Why not?
Let's do it.
So, scared, horny, and angry alike, the townsfolk decided to track the beast and follow it to see where it was coming from. The VMV led the team to an old abandoned coal mine. And the article... An article from the Des Moines daily newspaper from October 3rd said...
Des Moines,
yeah, that's it. Presently, the noise opened up again as though Satan and a regiment of imps were coming forth for battle. Ooh. Regarding the noises heard from outside of the coal mine.
Yo, these boys know their folklore. We dropping imp knowledge?
People were smarter in the 03s.
But like in the 1903s.
Yeah.
It's weird to hear the 03s and not, and like they're like, oh, Britney Spears? And they're like, yeah, no.
Free Britney.
They're like, no, not Britney Spears, Speedy Anthony. And they're like, oh, that 03, 1903. I wasn't sure which one you were talking about.
The real question is who would win in a foot race?
Speedy Anthony or Britney? Fuck! Oh! Are you serious right now?
They How rip did we a not hole.
See that? How did we not see that coming?
They'd rip a hole in our, like,
dude, world. that's the Higgs boson right there.
Yeah,
you don't know about the Higgs boson?
I do not.
It's a particle collider that's in, like, Sweden.
Oh, well, there you go.
It creates, like, the Big Bang with, like, these... They're, like, a giant tube, but it's, like, the fastest particles crashing into each other. So I'm just thinking Speedy Anthony and Brittany. You know what they say? There's the fastest human every 100 years.
And it's true.
It was Speedy Anthony, and then when he passed, it was Britney.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go.
So after the people followed it, the monster showed itself again, but this time with a smaller version of itself.
Wait. What?
Yeah, he's got a little
baby.
He's got the baby with him.
Let's go.
And with a bright flash of light from their heads, they took flight. The townsfolk kept a few people back to keep an eye on the mine, watching for them to return in the morning. But while they were gone, the other people devised a plan for war, heading back to town to gather whatever weapons they could find.
What weapons could they find?
Probably like a wood cutting axe, a pitchfork, some guns.
Speaking of, do you know something I used to do back in the day when I was very much into zombies?
Touch
I still
your
no-no
place.
I used to go to the graveyard and kiss the nice dead bodies. No,
just roll around.
No,
in the grass.
I used to sometimes be sitting there, like I'd go to like the bathroom and I'd be like, okay, if there's a zombie outbreak right now, because you never know what's gonna happen, it happened right now, what in this room could I use to defend myself?
And I'd hope you wipe first.
Never wipe. You know what they say? The most dangerous animals always smell the worst.
It's true.
Yep. So I'd go caked shit ass, and then I grab the fucking
some real possum belly.
There's two things I always grab. What does that mean?
That's a callback.
Okay, possum belly. Anyway, I would grab the toilet seat lid.
Yeah,
that's a good one, and also the thing you hang your towels on, the little towel rack.
Yeah,
those are like the two like. And maybe the shower curtain holder.
Yeah,
you get some distance with that.
You're a fool.
I just used to do that. So like, if you told me the Van Meter monster was outside my house and I was on the shitter, you know what I'm grabbing.
You know what the right weapon is from the bathroom, right?
Got
to rip them pipes out from under the sink. You get one swing with that towel rack or that shower curtain rod, and it's going to snap in half. You got to get a thick pipe from under the sink.
You're right. Cause
the lid to the toilet seat's good for one good hit.
Yeah, you're right. Because that breaks immediately.
Yeah.
I think I could get some like good stabs in with like the shower curtain holder, but like there's not enough. That fucking towel rack is flimsy, man.
Yeah. I mean, the damn thing barely stays on the fucking wall, right?
I know. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But, like, it's all about working with what you got, you know? Yep. You see, you're ripping out pipes, man?
Yeah.
You're not ripping out pipes.
If you're in a zombie apocalypse, the last thing you give a shit about is flooding your fucking place.
I'd hit him with that fucking water pick.
From distance.
Yeah, exactly. Sniper.
Yep. Sorry. So another line from an article read, the reception they received would have sunk the Spanish fleet, but aside from unearthly noises and peculiar odor, they did not seem to mind it, but slowly descended the shaft of the old mine.
Whoa, I'm so glad they're, you they said, just oh like, my.
They saw like a big old fucking army ready to battle, and they're just like, okay, whatever, and just crawled right down.
He's like, I can't fight you. I got my baby with me.
I don't want my boy to see this.
Y'all acting out of pocket. And then it went back.
That's
down.
Where it was born. So, like that, after a poor reception, the Van Meter visitor and child disappeared and were never seen again.
And child.
Unless there's a little lover. It could have been a little lover, but
the Van Meter child is so funny.
You know, realistically, it could have been one of those situations where, like, the female was, like, the big alpha and the male was, like, that little thing.
Like T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Could have been like that.
Did Lenny get close enough to see the penis?
Lenny got a full smack of the penis.
He's screaming from in the mines. The baby got a penis! Oh, Lenny's dead. Oh, we prescribed him too much whiskey.
Lenny crawls out with, like, wings coming out of every other direction. Kill me.
He's like, the baby definitely got a penis. Then he died. I'm
so,
Lenny.
To this day, people still believe this tale to be real. And that's not too far-fetched to believe when you consider the fact that this was 1903. And this is around the same time that, like, the general American public found out about gorillas.
Wait. They didn't know about gorillas?
Most population had no idea about gorillas. So if you consider that, like, a giant fucking monkey that was, like, significantly bigger than any monkey they'd ever seen, like, a giant bat isn't too crazy. See how I worked a monkey into the story still?
Yeah.
Good. But it was true. It wasn't a lie. I wasn't just lying to get a monkey in there. Like, that actually is factual.
Imagine, like, the first guy to see a gorilla.
Oh, yeah. Fucking mind blown. Then he got
like, yo, that guy's pretty
off.
That guy's pretty buff. Oh, wait. What?
He's got a banana.
Hey, why does that guy have a banana?
Is he gonna share that banana with me? Why? He looks very angry with that banana.
His arms are so long to be holding that banana.
So at the end of the day, when coming face to face with a beast that seems, you know, too crazy to be real, maybe all they're looking for was a warm embrace, not violence. So we should treat the next one with a little more compassion.
I think that's perfect, and I think that ties in. That does ties into the compassion. And I think, in the words of Lenny, we should just all remember the small one got a penis.
The small one got a penis, and he's ready to use it.
Y'all give me Hugh Hefner blood. Because the small one got a penis. Okay, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Wow, no, that's actually super interesting. That laser, I'm a little upset. What did it hit? Who did it hit with that laser beam?
I think that was just a headlight. I don't think it was even like a damaging laser beam. I think it was just a light.
That,
like an angler.
I was going to say, you know, it's kind of weird that like animals in general and us and stuff. This is way fucking a high thought. But, like, why did nobody evolve into never mind. I was going to say,
why didn't we evolve into trucks, huh? Where are my high beams?
Windshield
wipers for my glasses.
I immediately backed out of that one because I was like, why didn't we, like, evolve to, like, the point where we have, like, some kind of, like, light to see in the dark? And then I realized that, like, most animals can see in the dark.
Or are we just, like, outwitted ourselves and made lights?
That's true. But, like, a lot of animals have night vision. Like, they could see in the dark, you know?
Yeah.
So, hey, point
proven. We don't
deserve it. Yeah, I just want a light on my forehead. Don't give me that filament bulb.
You go to the right doctor, and they will put a light in your forehead if you want.
You know what I've seen?
Changing the battery is a nightmare, but
it comes back to the Guinness Book, man. They got those ball bearings underneath their skin. we can put a light in.
Yeah.
We can do it.
I saw some dude like put a microchip in his wrist.
And, what?
Like,
Why?
And like he like programmed it to like unlock his apartment complex. Like, you know, you get those key fobs.
What?
Yeah. It's got a little microchip like in, where did he have it? I think he had it like right here. Like,
on the back of his wrist?
At, like, oh, and it's like, okay. That like little soft pillow area between your thumb and your index.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a pretty good, yeah.
Like a little pill thing there.
Yeah, you don't use that much. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Until your body rejects it.
Yeah, playing baseball. Yeah, until your body, to the battery in that fucking, there's no battery in a microchip. I'm fucking stupid. That's why God didn't give me the light in my forehead.
Your words, not mine.
Okay. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. We're so glad to tangent with you. Because that's what we're the best at.
Yep.
And we want you to remember that. So if you guys would like more information, go to Camp Strange Podcast on Instagram. If you guys want to send us anything, just go to the hyperlink. I rebought the website, and I haven't put it back up. Because that costs more money, too. Anyway, everything costs a lot. We are slacking. I've been real busy with work. If you stayed around this long, you care about us enough to know that, like,
yeah, we're both really fucking busy right now. I've got a wedding. I just bought a house. Like,
oh my God, man.
Start a new job. We're just busy. You just don't want to hear it.
Just busy. But, you know, we're so, this is fun. We always like doing this. We're not stopping Camp Strange. We're keeping it going strong. We just got to, like, make some time, you know? And sometimes life gets in the way, but we're here for you guys. So if you guys want any more information, like I said, Camp Strange Podcast, Instagram. You can send campstrangepodcast@gmail.com. Send us whatever you want. And I don't know. What else do we... Man.
What?
What else? What else we got in store?
Got these goobas.
You always say the goobas. The goobas came back?
Nah, they're still expired. They're in my nightstand.
I got a forehead light where I read War and Peace by Tolstoy every night before I go to bed with my forehead light.
I surgically put a knife in my forearm, and it's getting real red around there. It's not good.
I have prison oatmeal.
What is prison oatmeal?
It's oatmeal that they serve in prisons. It's horrible.
Does it have the dino eggs?
Oh, dude. Oh, I wish I could convey to you. Okay, no, dude. I ate oatmeal yesterday, and I was eating it. It had, like, almonds and shit, and not almonds, like, walnuts and, like, blueberries, but I was eating it, and I was like, I literally thought to myself, and I thought I couldn't share this with anybody because nobody understands it. And I went, man, I kind of miss like oatmeal with dino eggs in it. Where like
they still make it.
There's no fucking way.
Pretty sure they still make it.
But. I mean, regardless of anything, those are just like balls of sugar. But like those,
absolutely.
They started off as dino eggs in the oatmeal, and you pour the hot water, and then they like hatch and they form into like dinosaurs. But like I thought of that, and I was like, no one remembers that. No one. It's like no one remembers like the Gusher commercials where their fucking heads turn into fruits, and it freaked me out.
Yeah, dude, you can definitely buy a dino egg oatmeal on Amazon.
Okay, well, Amazon is everything.
I'm just saying, like they still exist.
I know. What else do we have? Just to wrap.
I have a headless tuna.
I have a fillet of dolphin.
I got that suit that's Velcro that you jump onto that wall, but I don't have the wall, but it's more for everyday use in case you do come across a large wall of the opposite style of Velcro that is featured on the suit, and it comes in black and white with pinstripes of yellow and orange.
Ooh.
And a Tech Deck logo on the arm.
Sponsored by Tech Deck.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Unofficially, I did that myself.
Oh, I have. Fuck, you really went so long that I had one and I
gave you time.
I forgot now. I have a USB with the movie Snow Dogs on it.
Okay.
With Cuba. With Cuba.
Cuba Gooden. I got toeless socks.
I have sockless toes.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's a thing.
I got a fish tank for you and your friends.
I have eggplant parmigiana.
Hey. I got a box full of expired light bulbs.
I have scissors. And it has that part on the scissors that's near the handle, and I still can't figure out what it's... You know, like when the metal part is kind of near the handle, and you can't figure out what you do with that part of it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a $14.37 gift card to Chili's. Baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce. Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I have Fortnite. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you guys, I already said all that shit. Anyway, David, do you have anything to say before we leave? Do you have anything to say before we leave?
Free Britney.
Free Britney. Free little Speedy Anthony.
From the grave.
And don't forget to stay strange.